Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Blocks of amber light come in and out of focus. Words appear. Netflix presents A Good Universe production. 2019. Dates and photos speed by and slow down alternately above a timeline. Words appear. Sasha. Photo show a woman with long dark hair and horn-rimmed glasses. Words appear. Marcus. Photo show a clean-shaven, short-haired man in various outfits. Words appear. Sasha and Marcus 2003. They smile in a photo, her with bangs and braces, him with longer hair. She rides piggyback. Words appear. Sasha and Marcus 1999. Photo show them laughing and hamming it up as teens. Words appear. Sasha and Marcus in 1996. Middle school age, their arms hang around each other in one photo, and they hold up strands of Sasha's hair as mustaches in another. Words appear. San Francisco, 1996. Wearing flower print pants and a jean jacket, young Sasha heads down the sidewalk, then climbs concrete stairs and unlocks the front door. Inside, she kicks off her shoes, then checks the answering machine.
Hi. Daddy and I working late at the store again. Make yourself dinner and don't watch TV.
She strides past an empty, ornate living room, backpack slung over her shoulder. Later, in the kitchen, she stands on a stool at the counter, making herself a plate of spam and rice. She sprinkles dried seaweed on the rice and organizes the spam slices like a fan. She opens a cocktail umbrella and sets it in the mound of rice, smiling. Soon after, Sasha sits alone on the living room sofa, eating with chopsticks at the coffee table. She turns on the TV.
Decided what you're going to do for your anniversary?
Oh, I don't know, Clarissa. It's been so busy lately. I wouldn't mind a nice, quiet evening at home.
Well, be nice to do something.
She turns toward the door, then walks over, opening it.
I don't know.
Young Marcus is outside.
You want some soup? My mom said to ask you if you wanted some soup. She makes way too much. Then I have to bring the leftovers to school in a thermos. Nobody wants to sit next to that kid with the thermos soup. Only the other kids with the thermos soup. And I don't want to sit next to those losers.
Sasha smiles, closing the door in his face. His face falls and his jaw drops. She reopens.
Just kidding. What if I really did that? I thought you just did that. I thought you just shut the door in my face.
I did, to be funny.
I wouldn't have done that. You're like my best friend.
Title, Always Be My Maybe. Moments later, they head downstairs, outside, turning and climbing another set of stairs to enter the two-story house next door. Inside, Sasha watches Marcus's long-haired mother cook.
Look at that. Doesn't that look amazing?
It looks super amazing.
Kimchi jjigae is very simple, but that's what makes it so good. It's about using the best ingredients.
It smells so good, Mrs. Kim.
Sasha, I've told you a million times, call me Judy.
Sasha grins.
And we Koreans use scissors for everything. Vegetables, noodles.
Our children.
You want to check?
Okay.
Marcus's mustached father pinches Sasha's arm. She cuts scallions.
Look at you. You're a natural.
Thanks, Judy.
Are you sure you're not Korean?
Sasha grins.
So I'm painting a sparrow in its nest, and I finish painting the nest, and halfway through painting the sparrow, it flies away.
They eat at the table.
That's when I learned. Start with the thing that can fly away.
Can I have some money?
Judy's paintings adorn the walls. His father eyes him.
What?
It's Friday night, and I thought it'd be fun if Sasha and I went out.
Sasha looks at Marcus. Judy smiles at her husband. He reaches for his wallet. Later, Sasha and Marcus run down the sloping neighborhood street as night falls. They laugh together as they ride the trolley, munching on pocky sticks. In a photo booth, they pose goofily for a series of shots. A carnival worker assembles a plastic photo viewer and hands it to Sasha. Through the lens, she sees herself and Marcus grinning. They sit by the Golden Gate Bridge, eating fries and drinking soda. Another night, Judy takes a picture of them dressed as characters from Wayne's World before they leave for trick-or-treating. Years later, as a teenager, Sasha sits with Judy making dumplings and laughing. Marcus steals a snack from the cutting board. Sasha swipes at him. In a restaurant, she smacks him on the shoulder as they laugh. Her girlfriend, with a nose ring and chain, laughs as well. As teens, Sasha gives Marcus a braces-filled grin as he steps on stage with his band. He grins bashfully from his keyboard as she points. Drumsticks strike. Later, they fish on the pier.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay. Now
you just leave it.
Okay. And then you just let it go.
And then you just like put it up there. And then yeah. And then that's it. And then that's it. You're fishing.
She sets the rod in a holder.
This is fishing.
Any fun?
Her brow furrows. Marcus grins.
You know what I'd like to catch?
What?
A hamburger.
Marcus!
Dad, what's wrong?
They turn to see his father walking unsteadily toward them.
Mr. Kim?
Sasha steps over to him.
You okay?
There's been an accident.
Marcus's brow furrows. A smiling portrait photo of Judy sits on a mantel amid flowers, incense sticks, candles, and bowls of fruit. Sasha, in a black dress, sits staring at the picture with a pained expression. She gets up. In the kitchen, Mr. Kim searches cabinets. Sasha approaches. Marcus pats his father's shoulder.
I can't find the coffee filters. I don't know where she kept them.
Sasha watches as Marcus reaches into one of the cabinets, taking out the filters. Mr. Kim's eyes glisten with tears as he stares off. On another day, Marcus sits in his messy room surrounded by recording equipment, records, and half-eaten bowls of food. He rises and walks over to a painting, picturing himself and his father, with his mother smiling between them. He picks up the painting from the floor, staring at it sadly. Sasha steps in. She grins.
Let's go out.
Parked in a lot, she sings in a Toyota Corolla by Marcus.
Have it your way.
Judy's photo adorns the dash. Marcus makes a face.
You don't know the words, do you?
It's D'Angelo. I don't need to know the words to know that it's emotional and sensual and full of melodic feelings, okay? I just want to be your man. It's cool seeing you laugh.
She looks at him and he smiles. Sasha chews her lower lip for a moment, then leans over suddenly and kisses him. He eyes her strangely as she pulls back.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Marcus.
Her brow furrows. He blinks and looks away.
I don't know what else.
She sits uncomfortably back in the passenger seat. Marcus turns to her. He reaches over, taking her face in his hands and kissing her. She leans in, kissing him back. They kiss passionately as she climbs onto his lap. The seat drops back suddenly as he adjusts it. They stretch out awkwardly into the back seat. Marcus struggles to hold on as Sasha climbs over him. Their shoes kick and slide across the windows. A view from outside the car shows it shaking as hands press awkwardly against the glass of the rear window. Inside the car, the dashboard rocks rhythmically. The clock reads 1:04. Later, Sasha and Marcus lie together partially closed in the back seat. She eyes his hand as he struggles to reposition his arm and stroke her hair. They shift uncomfortably in the tight space.
All right. You okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm so great. Oh.
Her smile disappears.
Hey, where'd you get that condom?
Oh, 7th grade.
Oh. Who taught you how to put it on?
This lady came to our school, taught us, like, sex ed for a day, and she put it on a banana.
Oh.
She glances down below his waist.
Did you practice at home with bananas?
No, I didn't need a banana at home.
His hand rests awkwardly on a headrest while the other grips a seatbelt. Sasha sniffs.
Marcus, your car smells like Parmesan.
She covers her nose.
Oh, yeah, that's Parmesan. I got, like, a bunch of Parmesan in the glove compartment.
She stares up at the ceiling, making a face.
Want to get something to eat?
Okay.
She nods, frowning. In a Burger King, they stand in line, staring at the menu above the counter as others wait ahead of them. Marcus steps closer, attempting to put his arm around her, but bumps her in the head instead.
Ow.
Oh. Sorry, I was...
You don't have to do any of that, Marcus.
Cool, okay.
He steps away, shoving his hands in his pockets, then hugging his arms to his chest.
You're being really weird.
She glances at him.
I'm not being weird. You're being weird.
He eyes her.
See what was outside? That was weird.
That's just how I breathe. I'm a hard breather.
He grins.
And I know that now.
Ew.
No, that was supposed to be cute. That was supposed to be like, because we had sex, I know what you sound like.
Okay, I got it. Thank you, Marcus.
Look, it was your idea to go all the way, all right?
Are you kidding me?
She looks around.
You kissed me with tongue.
You took off my underwear. You took it to the next step.
Because I felt bad you'd have to tell everyone at college that you're a virgin.
Well, I was planning to lie about that.
She turns away.
I'm not going to college anyway.
When did you decide that? Why wouldn't you go to college?
I don't have to explain anything to you.
Marcus stares ahead sullenly. She steps over, touching his arm.
Look, Marcus, I know that you're hurting because you lost your mom. You know, I lost her too.
But she wasn't your mom, was she? She was my mom.
Sasha steps back.
It's because you're always at our house, eating our food, watching our TV, because your parents don't care enough to ever be around, doesn't mean you know shit about how I'm feeling.
She looks at him with hurt eyes. Marcus glances away.
You are such an asshole.
She turns and walks out. He goes to follow, but stops.
Shit.
Welcome to Burger King. Flame grilling since 1954. Can I interest you in a Whopper? You can get it to go if you want to eat it in your car and cry.
Marcus stares at the clerk. Words appear, Los Angeles, 2019. Overhead views reveal Los Angeles at dusk, lights dazzling, buildings towering and shimmering. Inside a gleaming upscale restaurant, chefs work behind a long glowing bar as diners chat and eat. A glowing sign below the reservation desk reads, Knives and Mercy. A framed cover of Food & Wine magazine shows Sasha in a chef uniform and reads Los Angeles' best new chef, Sasha Tran. An Exquisite West magazine cover shows Sasha in a green dress and reads, Sasha Tran, what you need to know. Well-dressed diners enjoy wine and food at the bar. A torch lights straw in a pan as a fish fillet is seared over the flames. Entrees are plated. Prawns are deep fried. Sasha walks through the kitchen, followed by a curly-haired pregnant woman.
You're gonna be late.
I'm waiting for Brandon.
Well, while you're here, let's talk San Francisco.
Guys, these are supposed to be vegetable dumplings, okay? Not lemongrass testicles. Let's smooth the wrinkles out.
Yes, chef.
San Francisco, you're opening a new restaurant in 2 months, and I need you there by the end of this week permanently.
Well, sure.
I also rented you guys a great house.
Oh, sounds good.
Your mom wants to pick you up from the airport. I told her I'd get you a car, then she yelled and hung up on me.
Oh, the worst fear in life is for me to have to tip somebody. That's how I learned to cut my own hair.
It doesn't show.
She removes her uniform.
All right, I look good. Everything sucked in?
Oh, yes. Water?
Sasha wears a red dress.
That came from your thigh gap? No, thank you.
Thanks for calling it a gap.
Besides, my Spanx are on backwards, so the P-flap lines up with the wrong hole. There's no time to change it.
Oh.
How you feeling?
Pregnant as hell. And I am so mad at Kate Middleton. I was driving to work this morning thinking about her taking those pictures on the hospital steps, like, what, 3 hours after she had a baby? And she had that royal diaper on. You know she had that diaper on.
I don't want you to talk about that stuff in front of the customers.
Cool. You asked me a question, though. What was it again?
Hey.
A clean-cut man with a fade steps up, kissing Sasha.
Wow, you look great.
Oh.
Ready to do this?
Yes.
You guys enjoy yourselves. I'll just be here, looking like a fat Meghan Markle.
Sasha and the clean-cut man pose on the red carpet.
We are at the Operation Small Benefit, catching up with celebrity chef Sasha Tran, the genius behind LA's trend-setting restaurant Knives and Mercy, and her fiancé and mega restaurant developer, Brandon Choi. Now, Brandon, you are credited with the global branding and franchising for a lot of A-list culinary stars. Do they ever get jealous that Sasha is receiving special treatment?
Well, I hope they're all a little bit jealous, but not jealous enough to stop working with me.
What an amazing couple you two are.
They kiss for the camera.
So sweet.
Later, Brandon, the clean-cut man, and Sasha sit in the back of a limo on their phones. He texts as she sets hers aside.
What a great cause, huh?
He continues texting without looking up. Sasha forces a smile and glances back at her phone.
I'm gonna play some music, is that okay?
She turns away, smile fading. She taps her screen.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mystery.
She clenches her jaw and stares out the window. On another day, cars stream down a bridge as skyscrapers loom ahead. A sign reads, Welcome to San Francisco. The city glimmers beyond the bay and the Golden Gate Bridge. Sasha's and Marcus's homes sit adjacent on their slumming neighborhood street. Souls of Mischief, 93, Till Infinity plays on a laptop as a joint burns in an ashtray. CDs and records line a nearby shelf and musician posters adorn the walls. Marcus, clean-shaven and fully grown, with short dark hair, grooves in front of his closet mirror in track pants and an open dress shirt. He does the robot, spiraling around as his arms undulate. His father, older and clean-shaven now, steps into the room.
What are you doing?
Smoking weed and dancing in front of a mirror. Want to join?
No.
Dad, come on. I challenge you to a battle.
Marcus points.
Well, since you put it that way.
Mr. Kim bobs his shoulders.
Okay, stop. You win the battle.
Come on.
He victory bows.
We gotta go.
Marcus closes his laptop. He sits with his father in the kitchen.
We're installing a new furnace today down in the mission.
He swabs his dad's arm.
Let me guess, another hipster donut shop opening in an old laundromat?
No. Artisan roast beef sandwiches in an old record store.
Marcus injects him with insulin.
Unbelievable.
Sasha and Brandon sit in a fancy den.
Hey, what do you think about this for the flowers for the wedding, huh?
She shows her laptop.
I'll do for black flowers what I did for fish sauce ice cream.
A photo shows a bride and a giant black rose.
Sure.
She grins.
Good. I just don't want to be a boring-ass bride, you know? Let's spice it up.
Can I talk to you about something?
He forces a smile.
Yeah. Sure. What's up?
Brandon sits down on the sofa next to her.
I've been thinking about this a lot. And if it's cool with you, I'd like to postpone the wedding.
Sasha's smile fades.
It's not that I don't want to get married. I do. It's just that this opportunity has come up for me to go to India with Jose Andres.
The chef from Bazaar?
She frowns.
Exactly. He's opening up a new restaurant there, and he knows about my 2 years in the saffron fields of Kashmir with Alice Waters.
So you want me to go to San Francisco alone?
That's the beauty of it. We'd both be in new surroundings. We'd be apart.
He interlaces his fingers.
Together. Before entering into a lifelong commitment. I just want this to be right.
Sasha faces the pregnant woman.
So that when we do get married,
he'll be the best husband he can be. So in that sense, it's really for the both of us.
Are you serious? What the hell is happening right now?
He'll just be gone for half a year.
Stop it.
And he flew out this morning to India.
Like the India? Like the...
She mimes.
The country?
India.
So instead of getting married, he's gonna like just eat, pray, love?
And in the meantime, we're gonna see other people.
Wait, what?
We are gonna see other people. So we're both absolutely sure that we belong together. Think of it like a 6-month bachelorette. You know, San Francisco could not have come at a better time. I'll get away, reset.
She shrugs.
Go to the aquarium, marvel at that albino alligator. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go do inventory.
The pregnant woman bites her lip as Sasha steps into the restaurant's walk-in fridge. Inside, Sasha distractedly fidgets with some pineapple fronds and limes. She stops, brow crinkling, covering her mouth. She wipes her eyes.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting the oyster sauce.
She hands the apron chef a bucket. Sasha forces a smile.
Never give anybody your heart, Enrique.
Enrique, the chef, looks away confused, then grins, waggling his head.
Thank you, chef.
Sasha glances after him, then stares off. Back in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge towers over the bay as cars stream across. A van rolls up a tree-lined drive to a three-story house. The side of the van reads Harry and Son Heating and Air Service since 1972. Marcus exits the passenger side carrying tools and in overalls. The pregnant woman answers the door.
Mr. Kim!
Mr. Kim looks up.
Wait.
He smiles in surprise.
Veronica!
Yes!
Oh, you're back in San Francisco? My God, how long's it been?
Oh, gosh. I don't think I've seen you since high school graduation.
Veronica?
Marcus!
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. Hi!
All right.
I'll get the rest. Be right back.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
It's so good to see you.
You too.
So you lost all your piercings, huh?
Oh, no, not all of them.
Marcus sets his tools down in the vestibule by stacks of moving boxes. Veronica flashes him a knowing smile.
thank you for hiring us for this job. And congrats on the house and the baby.
Oh, thanks. It's not my house, though.
Hey, the bathroom counter is too high. I'm gonna need a stool to...
Holding a coffee to go and wearing red leather pants, Sasha walks into the vestibule. She stops as she sees Marcus. He gapes.
Hey, what's up? Oh, wow, look who's here.
She eyes him.
Look who's here. Who's in the house? It's you. This is amazing.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, yeah, hi, Sasha. Hi, hello, hi. What's up?
He drops his grin.
Long time.
Yes, very long time. Very much so, indeed. But, you know, time passes and now it's like current modern... It's like we're here, and this is great.
They smile awkwardly.
So I guess you're the air conditioning guy?
Oh, this? No. I just like the ease of a onesie.
Oh, okay.
You're back in town? I thought you moved to L.A.
I did. I'm just renting this house. I'm here for 2 months. We're opening a restaurant.
Mr. Kim enters.
If you're renting, then why are you installing AC?
No way! Sasha Tran!
Mr. Kim! Oh, my God!
Oh! Look at you.
You have not changed one bit. How do you not age?
I wash my face with shampoo. I can't believe I'm seeing you. We thought you'd never come back. You're like our own Asian Oprah.
Oh.
How much money do you have now?
He's serious.
Oh.
Oh, I just read you're getting married to that guy, your manager. Seems great.
Veronica eyes her.
Older than I thought, but...
He shrugs.
Good. How old is he?
He's a very young 50. He does a lot of capoeira. He shops at Under Armour. And he has 57,000 followers on Instagram.
Mr. Kim stares at her blankly.
Okay. Well, me and Marcus, we're going to get you all set up. Don't worry. Oh, invest your money in lettuce. Kale can't hold on forever.
He nods knowingly. At night, Sasha sits by the pool on her phone.
Hmm. Dude, you so did that on purpose.
I thought it was just going to be Mr. Kim. I had no idea Marcus was going to be working with him.
The company is literally called Harry and Son.
Yeah, Son, like in the sky.
Veronica is at home.
That's what I thought.
Whatever. Your plan didn't work.
Well, I thought this was her 6-month bachelorette.
Sasha sips wine.
Yeah, with strangers. I'm not trying to bachelorette with Marcus Kim. There's way too much history there. Plus, he's so not my type anymore.
Oh, you mean because he's not an asshole?
He's an asshole. He's just a stealth asshole. Like those good-looking guys, those white dudes with the beard that come up to you on the street, all good-looking, ask you how you doing, and then you realize they're carrying a clipboard, asking to donate money for some endangered flora and fauna.
Misleading you.
Veronica frowns.
All right, I'll take that as a maybe. Look, I gotta go. Denise wants to talk nursery motif, and for some reason, she's so anti-penguin.
I mean, this one has a hat on it.
It's so cute. I didn't know penguins get cold.
I think it's fiction when they wear hats.
I always forget whether fiction's the real one or the fake one.
Sasha opens her mouth.
Love you.
I love you too. I know.
She sets down her phone. She smiles at the pool.
Look at my pool. You know who doesn't have a pool? Marcus.
Sasha takes a sip from her wine. On another day, Mr. Kim unloads tools and ducting from the van outside her house. Inside, Sasha sits on the phone while Marcus works on a ladder.
No, the LA restaurant is non-denominational modern Vietnamese fusion. The San Francisco one is going to be a step up from that. It's trans-denominational.
Marcus shakes his head.
Yes. Yes. Transgressive, transforming, transcendent. Oh, brilliant. Excellent thoughts as always. Thank you, Julian.
She hangs up, biting into an apple.
Does it get tiring doing that?
My work? Yeah, I love it.
No, your phone voice.
My what?
He turns, climbing down.
You know, that voice you use on the phone. Brilliant, excellent as always. Ta-ta, Julian.
Okay, first of all, you sound like Count Chocula. And that's very rude, Marcus, especially considering I'm the customer paying you money.
It's just funny because I know it's not you, that voice.
Well, you haven't known me for a very long time. And P.S., have you seen yourself in those coveralls? You look like a homeless astronaut.
He glances down.
Hey, guys. I'm off to the restaurant, but I picked you up some breakfast burritos.
Mm.
I've already had one. Well, two. Who's counting?
Excellent.
Veronica empties the bag. Sasha eyes Marcus.
Ta-ta, Veronica!
Oh, don't use your phone voice on me, bitch.
Veronica steps away. Sasha's face falls. Marcus smiles, nodding at her. She stares back, mouth full of apples.
So you just set it?
Mr. Kim demos the thermostat.
And forget it. Like that commercial for that thing.
What thing?
I can't remember. But if you have any problems, like I said, call us.
She hugs him.
Thanks, Mr. Kim.
She turns to Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
You're welcome, Sasha.
Marcus nods awkwardly, then turns to leave with his father.
Oh, wait. Did you invite Sasha to your gig tomorrow? She'd love it.
No.
Gig?
Hello Peril, his band. You ought to go. They're so good.
Let's not do this, Dad.
Hello Peril, still together?
16 years strong.
Wow.
I'll get you a flyer for the show.
No, do not I'm get gonna a get a flyer.
There Why are you getting it?
Marcus makes a face as his dad runs out.
Whole original band still together?
No, it's just me and Quasar. But remember Tony Gill?
Oh, yeah.
He joined. The only one you don't know is our drummer, Ginger. She's awesome. She grew up in the Bay Area. She had three moms.
Oh. Their tampon budget must have been through the roof.
Mr. Kim returns.
Hey, look at that.
She takes the flyer.
My schedule tomorrow's a little tight, so...
Yeah,
well, if it changes.
The flyer reads, Hello, Peril, Friday, May 10th, Raga.
I have to say, I'm surprised you two lost touch. You used to be so close. I always thought maybe you'd end up together.
Sasha and Marcus glance at each other.
Dad, Jesus.
Mr. Kim smiles, waving as he leaves. Marcus turns to Sasha.
Okay. Yeah.
A smile flits across her face. Marcus nods awkwardly, then leaves. Sasha shuts the door. At night, outdoor track lighting glows from Sasha's house. In bed, Sasha scrolls through search listings on her phone, clicking on one. The page shows photos of Marcus and the band and reads, "Hello, Peril, about us." Sasha smiles. Meanwhile, Marcus is on his bed in a Hello, Peril tee. He puffs on a joint as he reads the Food and Wine article that pictures Sasha in a chef uniform and reads, "Los Angeles' best new chef, Sasha Tran." He puts his phone aside, glancing at the joint before setting it in an ashtray. He pulls an old shoebox out from under his bed, opening it. Sorting through it, he takes out the plastic photo viewer, holding it up to his eye. Through the lens, he sees the childhood photo of himself and Sasha grinning in the booth. He sets down the viewer, smiling. On another day, a view tilts down, revealing a sculpted awning reading Saintly Fair. Inside, workers in hard hats move across scaffolding and drop cloths. A woman with bangs leads Sasha and Veronica on a tour upstairs.
So design-wise, we're very much embracing your philosophy of highlighting the original architecture of the space.
Okay, so right here, I'm thinking big communal table with gooby chairs. Over here, two tops with gooby chairs. Right over here, I'm thinking four tops with gooby chairs. And in this little nook right here, I'm thinking a six-top round with,
let me guess, gooby chairs.
I was thinking high back. But you know what?
You're the boss.
So we can absolutely switch them to goobies.
I don't even really know what gooby chairs look like.
You know, they look a bit like chairs.
She eyes Sasha.
Meaning that they've got these, like, four kind of, like...
She tugs at the air repeatedly.
Legs. I don't know why I'm doing that gesture, and that's inappropriate. I'm so sorry.
Sasha! Hello?
They step to the balcony.
Sasha! Sasha!
You in there?
Why are my parents here?
Ooh, I don't know.
Sasha heads downstairs.
I kept saying gooby.
Yeah, you did.
I was spiraling.
Got a little sweat on your top lip.
She's gonna fire me, isn't she?
No. She'd make me do it.
The woman with bangs fans herself. Sasha unlocks the door for a smiling older couple.
Hi.
They hug.
Hi. How are you?
Wow, this is so crazy you guys are here.
Who picked you up from the airport?
I got car service.
Oh, no. Did you have to pay tip?
No, Dad. I jumped out when he slowed down at a stop sign. So, what are you guys doing here?
Veronica posted on Facebook that you would be here.
Sasha glares up at Veronica.
Oh.
She points off.
Is someone... I think someone's calling me about gooby chairs.
We're just happy you're home.
Now that we have sold the store, we have so much free time.
We are throwing your cousin Barry's son, Liam, a birthday party next week. So you get to see the new house.
I didn't think I would like retirement, but it's good. Yesterday, I hung a bird feeder in a tree.
That's great, Dad. But you know, guys, I'm going to be really busy opening the restaurant. I have 2 months to finalize the layout, design the menu, choose the suppliers. Then I fly to New York and have to do it all over again.
What day? I know someone in New York who can pick you up. And you don't have to pay tip.
Sasha's dad scowls. She looks at her mom.
Shut the door, I lock it tight.
Later, Sasha serves herself an elegant home-cooked meal alone in her large kitchen. She adds some garnish with a spoon. As dusk settles, she eats alone in a spacious dining room at a large polished table by a bank of floor-to-ceiling windows. She puts down her chopsticks and picks up the TV remote. She sets the remote back down as she notices a paper lying in a decorative bowl on the table. Picking up the paper, she studies it, frowning. It's the Hello, Peril flyer. Elsewhere, a sign above a brick building reads, Raga. Inside, a band plays for a packed house. A sticker-covered door in back reads, Band Members Only. Inside the green room, a man with a soul patch addresses Marcus, a bearded man, and a woman with glasses on a pageboy cut.
I think you guys are gonna be glad you put me on merch. Our t-shirt table sales have been fire.
Stop. So how many have we sold?
9. Well, 2 got sent back, so 7.
7.
And I also got these.
He opens a large box full of tennis balls stamped, Hello, Peril.
Hello, Peril.
He tosses a ball to Marcus.
Boop.
But tennis balls have nothing to do with our band.
Counterpoint, since when has our band made any sense?
The bearded man nods.
Okay.
He stands.
Well, maybe we'll have a better chance of selling these if we start playing bigger venues.
When are we gonna talk about tensions in the band? Because I'm mad at 2 of you right now.
The woman in glasses raises a hand.
Marcus, did you have a chance to call Southeast and ask about us playing Thursday nights?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't like Southeast.
Okay, fair. Except they're like 3 times the size of this place.
Yeah, but they're all the way on the other side of town. People don't know us over there.
Yeah, because we've never been there! Marcus, this is just like when you refused to try cold brew because you'd never heard of it. And then it took a year of me convincing you to try it, and then what happened? Huh? What do you love now?
Cold brew.
Cold brew.
I'm mad at Tony and myself. Tony annoys me, and I'm mad at myself for that.
She motions at Tony, the bearded man, nodding stoically. On stage, the band frontwoman swings her guitar.
Thank you so much! Tonight's band is Hello Peril. You don't want to miss out.
Marcus and the band walk on stage.
What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, Bay Area?
Marcus steps to the edge of the stage.
Yeah! All right, we are Hello Peril, serving you great music all day, every day. Hey, speaking of serving, who here likes tennis?
He holds three tennis balls.
All right. Well, it's a great sport. And we got Hello Peril tennis balls.
I think they filmed some of Boys Don't Cry here.
Oh, which part?
Veronica and Sasha walk in.
Not a good part.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Aww. All right, who's ready to hear some music? Let's do it.
Sasha and Veronica shrug, exchanging a grin. The man with the soul patch strums his bass.
Thank you for coming.
Veronica smiles.
Of course.
She rubs her pregnant belly. Marcus grins, bouncing in front of his keyboard.
Hello, this is how we greet you. This is what we say every day when we meet you. We are Hello Peril, the band of four. We got tunes to entertain and teach.
Sasha and Veronica move to the beat.
To everybody here tonight, we're so glad you could step into our zone and tomorrow say.
They're still really good.
To all your friends and your foes. And tell them how we got your mind blown. For example, hello, my name is Marcus.
Marcus steps up, grooving as he holds a mic.
Even cooler than the Arctic. Want some food for thought? Hello Peril is the market. The smartest, even though we're known for smoking up a harvest.
He grins, pointing at Sasha. She waves.
Suckers till the techies came in Hummers and colonized the gutters. If I see another hipster opening a coffee shop, I'll make a body drop with my signature karate chop.
I didn't even know I could squat.
Be careful.
Okay.
Tony plays the guitar and the girl in glasses is on the drums. Sasha grins as she dances. Marcus catches her gaze. Later, Sasha and Veronica stand outside.
So for your baby shower, I think I'm just gonna do like a zoo theme.
Zoo?
Yeah, zoo. That's very safe. There's
look, I'm gonna be changing diapers for a very long time. I don't wanna smell shit at my baby shower.
No, I'm not gonna have like a
Louis
zoo.
No way.
Sasha and Veronica, what's up?
Tony looking good.
Thanks, girl. Feeling good.
Tony and Marcus joined them.
Oh, shit. That's not mine, is it?
No, honey. It's my fiance's. Denise.
Cool. Actually, I'm a LGBTQIA ally. So thank you for your service.
Tony smiles awkwardly as Veronica eyes him.
So anyway, I thought you couldn't make it.
Oh, well, my schedule cleared up last minute, so thought I'd stop by.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, it's fun.
Marcus smiles back at her.
You guys are so good. And you're just blowing up, too.
Oh, yes, we are. I don't know if you heard, but we sold 7 t-shirts.
Oh.
What are you, like Old Navy?
Yes, yes.
I could listen to the story all night, but I can't. I'm gonna go check to make sure I haven't dropped my placenta.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh,
okay. Thank you for coming.
So much fun.
Ivy.
Love is love. Is love.
Gosh, Tony.
Veronica leaves.
So, what are you guys up to? You hungry?
Oh yeah, I'm done for some food.
I actually have to get up early tomorrow, but thank you for inviting me, Marcus.
Yeah. A woman with dreads throws her arms around Marcus.
You killed it, babe. That was your best set yet, babe. Yep.
She kisses him passionately.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I forgot. I have to vote.
Tony leaves. Sasha is disgusted.
Babe, Jenny, that was Jenny. So
Jenny,
hot.
Jenny, this is Sasha. Sasha, Jenny.
Sasha forces a smile.
Oh my God.
Jenny stares.
Sasha Tran?
She steps over, hugging Sasha.
Oh. Oh, hey. It's a lot of hair. And my mouth a little bit.
Jenny steps back, smiling.
It is so nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Marcus told me you guys are old friends, but I kind of didn't believe it.
Sasha picks a hair from her tongue.
I'm a huge fan.
You have to let me cook for you tonight.
Oh, Sasha has to get up early,
well,
so.
Not that early.
Sasha smiles at Marcus.
Really?
A record spins. Sasha sits on the floor at a coffee table in a colorful bohemian abode. Candles burn everywhere. Jenny steps over and sets a plate down in front of Sasha, rotating it slightly. The entree is chopped spaghetti and sliced sausage topped with dried seaweed.
Wow, Jenny. This looks amazing. Thank you.
Jenny smiles, sitting down opposite her by Marcus. Sasha stares at the plate, smile frozen.
Is that Vienna sausage?
Yeah.
Sasha smiles politely, gingerly lifting bits of spaghetti to her mouth.
Mmm, feel good.
Sasha drinks.
Hey.
She likes it. The Sasha trend likes my cooking.
Marcus and Jenny dig in.
So, how did you and Marcus meet?
Marcus chews, grimacing. He smiles quickly as Jenny eyes him.
The community youth group that I work with was performing performance art about the illegal trafficking of tropical birds. And
Marcus nods.
Hello Peril was on the same bill, and I saw him perform, and I just fell in love.
He smiles, eyebrows raising.
Wow, babe, that was almost 5 months ago. Can you believe it?
5 months, wow. Yeah.
I was a polyam before Marcus and I got married.
Wait.
He opens his mouth.
You two are married?
No, we're not.
Not in your traditional heteronormative sense. We're married spiritually and sexually.
Yeah, but not literally. Anyway, Jenny is amazing. She works with underserved kids in the community, teaching them drama and music. And she's taught me a lot about being more conscious of the world around me, you know?
It's great. FYI, these are Paula Deen plates, you know, the...
Sasha points.
Racist butter lady.
Oh, I know. That's why I stole them.
Jenny leans in. Sasha is speechless.
Oh.
Jenny pushes sausage into his mouth.
No.
No, another one.
She hugs him. Jenny turns away and he spits out the sausage.
You don't have to give me a ride home. I can call an Uber.
I'd be happy to charge you for the ride if it makes you feel better.
You know it wouldn't.
Marcus and Sasha walk by storefronts and trees strung with lights.
So, Jenny's.
She eyes him.
Like the character?
Yeah, she's, very free, you know?
How does an Asian person even cultivate dreadlocks on their head?
I don't know, but a crocheting tool is involved.
Oh. Does the carpet match the drapes?
No, it's just a huge bush. I kind of love it, though, you know? She sleeps bottomless like a sexy Asian Winnie the Pooh.
They stop at his parked car. She stares in shock. It's the old Corolla looking very shabby.
No way.
She looks at him.
You still have the Corolla?
In the same condition, too.
He pulls out a hidden Slim Jim.
Oh!
Lock stopped working in 2007.
He shoves the Slim Jim into the passenger door. He struggles.
Yeah.
Soon after, the Corolla rolls down the street with a taillight out. Inside, Sasha smiles awkwardly as Marcus drives. She tilts her head left and right, then glances at the back seat. He looks over at her.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Why were you looking in my back seat?
I wasn't. I was just...
She tilts her head.
My chiropractor says I gotta, turn...
Look in the back seat?
Yeah.
Because we had sex back there?
Oh my God!
Well, that's why you were looking back there. I'm just calling you out on it.
She smiles, shaking her head.
So what do you think? Seen it after all these years.
That it might be even smaller and grosser than I remember.
Hey, you better still be talking about my backseat.
They grin.
Hey, by the way, it would have been nice, you know, it would have been cool to lose my virginity someplace classy, like on a blanket in a gazebo, little hotel by the bay.
A hotel by the bay?
A hotel by the bay.
Who was I, a lawyer having an affair with a coworker? I was 18, I had no money.
Well, you could have saved it. You could have stole it. You stole nuts out of the nut bins every day at Rainbow Grocery.
Okay, that's not stealing. That's called tasting. That's why they got those flaps so you could try shit.
They pull up to her house.
Whatever. The best is the best, right? Okay. Please tell Jenny I enjoyed her enthusiasm. Not the sausage, not the maca powder mixed with the ketchup, but her energy, her chi, her yin, her yang, all of it.
I will.
Marcus smiles at her and she glances away. He nods awkwardly.
Hello. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The door sticks.
Oh, yeah, I have to do that from the outside.
That weapon again.
She flinches as he pulls out the Slim Jim. He runs around to her side.
What'd you say?
I said this window thing came off in my hand.
Oh, right. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
She hands him a plastic handle as she gets out and walks to the house. She waves, closing the door. He raises his eyebrows and smiles, tipping the handle to her. On another day, traffic rushes over streets, passing by the saintly fair facade. Inside, the woman with bangs shows Sasha a menu.
And we could make the print look like handwritten calligraphy.
Oh, good. And print it on rice paper. White people eat that shit up.
Guilty.
She raises a hand, swallowing as Sasha stares. Veronica steps up.
Hey!
Sasha points sideways.
The flatware rep is here. I know, it's a lot. And Netflix just called. They want to know if you can cater a wrap party this Sunday at the Fairmont.
Sasha dances.
Is it for the crown?
No, it's for that new Kevin James show where he plays a young Benjamin Franklin.
Sasha's brow furrows.
Okay, screw it. Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Woo.
Veronica tilts her head, grinning as she leaves. Later, Sasha sits at home in pajamas on her laptop. A Roomba wanders over the fine wood floors. She looks at Brandon's Facebook page, by his profile pic it reads, Brandon Choi. She scrolls down to see a photo of him standing cozily close to a tall, long-haired woman and an elephant.
Is that Padma Lakshmi?
Another pic shows her hugging him.
She's bacheloretting with Padma? Stupid, beautiful, talented Padma Lakshmi.
Sasha scowls as she clicks back to her feed. A notification on her screen reads, Maybe, Marcus Kim, link. How to make dreadlocks if you're Asian. She smiles. She opens the message with a video link and writes back. A notification from Sasha pops up on Marcus's screen at home.
I mean, what did we do before the internet?
Tony sits nearby.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and fill out the application for the auditions.
Notification. Thanks. It was keeping me up all night. Will you and your dad be around tomorrow afternoon? Party at my parents' house.
They wanna know if any of us have been married for the application for the auditions. That's so weird. Hello. Marcus, are you listening to me or are you messaging someone?
Marcus looks up.
No, I'm listening. What's up?
I call Southies. They said Thursdays are open, but we've got to audition.
Against 100 other bands.
I mean, yeah, at least it's Southies. Isn't that great?
Marcus frowns.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Why did you bail on dinner the other night?
What dinner?
After the show. Remember, we were all gonna go to dinner and then Jenny showed up and then you bailed?
Oh, yeah, that's, I had...
Tony motions.
What?
I know what.
You were gonna say something?
I'm asking you, why did you bail?
Right, and then you said something after?
No, I didn't.
You were gonna tell me why I bailed?
No, I'm asking you why.
All right,
You forgot what your lie was, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Whatever, are we done with this meeting? Because I want to smoke weed now, but I don't want to disrespect the process.
Whoa, me too. Light her up.
They close their laptops.
Suppress the darkness.
Yeah.
Marcus hands Tony a bong. The next day, balloons decorate a single-story home on a tree-lined street. Two young girls, one in pigtails, the other with a ponytail, run inside the open door of the house. Party guests, including Mr. Kim, drink and socialize. The girls exit to the backyard, filled with more balloons and guests. A woman in rainbow suspenders makes a boy with a face paint a balloon animal. Another boy feeds a caged goat. Sasha's parents look on, smiling. Sasha arrives, hugging a bald-headed man.
Mary.
Hey, so glad you came.
Oh.
Always fun seeing my famous cousin.
No, and thanks for inviting me.
Kids enter a bouncy house by a happy birthday banner.
Can you believe all this? Do you know what my parents gave me for my 8th birthday? Flip-flops.
He smiles, pointing at her parents.
Well, they've been amazing godparents to Liam. They're really close.
A boy with a fade swats a balloon.
Nice for Liam.
But sometimes they do go a little overboard, like getting a Diana Ross impersonator.
Barry points at a nearby woman in a shiny red outfit by a microphone.
What's a Diana Ross impersonator doing at an 8-year-old's birthday party?
He shrugs, shaking his head.
Your dad said she was much cheaper than Beyonce.
Later, Marcus walks toward the house, holding a wrapped present. Inside, Sasha rubs Veronica's belly.
So, when are you gonna find out the gender?
I'm doing a non-gender binary situation, so just give me gray baby clothes.
Hey.
Hey! You made it.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sasha rises, smiling to greet Marcus. They stand awkwardly.
Oh, what's up, V?
You know.
I do.
Veronica motions at her belly.
I think your dad's already here.
In the yard, Mr. Kim offers the impersonator a drink.
Lemonade?
Oh, thanks.
I'm Harry, a huge Diana Ross fan.
Kathy, huge lemonade fan.
They toast.
I didn't know what to get him, so I just went with Legos.
Oh, what did you bring, Sasha?
Kids love chocolate, all right?
Matcha green tea, dark chocolate with French gray sea salt?
Yes, kids know that shit is delicious.
Sasha stands by the gift table with Marcus and Veronica. She pulls out her phone. It displays a goofy photo of her and Brandon and reads, Brandon Choi.
Sorry, I'll be right back.
That's cool.
Sasha heads inside.
What kind of Legos?
It's red.
Inside, Sasha steps into an empty dining room, answering the phone.
Hey.
Hey, I know we said we wouldn't talk.
No,
it's okay.
Brandon stands on a balcony.
It's just that yesterday, something hit me.
He wears an Indian tunic.
I finally realized.
Sasha's brow furrows.
That we need to think bigger in terms of your global branding.
Padma was making me breakfast this morning, and she agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Your food can be transcontinental.
Brandon.
Transdenominational.
Brandon!
What?
I don't give a shit, okay? I don't give a shit about your branding thoughts.
You never loved me. This was just about business.
I cannot believe I wasted my prime reproductive years on you. I hope you have terrible karma and come back in the next life as a nasty little lizard and get stepped on by someone on a hike.
She flips off the phone.
You are getting the finger so hard right now. I hope you get malaria and shit yourself to death, you shitty piece of shit!
Sasha looks out an open window as her parents and the guests stare in shock. A straw-hatted man eyes her.
A little softer, please. You are scaring the goats.
She steps back. Later, she's in a restaurant with Marcus.
We are so done.
She waves chopsticks.
It was like being in love with a statue. A sexy, handsome, chiseled statue of a Korean Eric from The Little Mermaid. It's just too perfect, you know? Like, I never felt like I could be myself around him. Like, if I had to fart, I'd have to go to a completely different room of the house. And he was so self-centered. He kept on saying how much he loved and supported my career when really, it was just all about how it made him look. All these men keep saying how much they want a strong woman. What they really want is a cheerleader.
She rubs the stick.
So yeah, I'm gonna die all alone in a big house, all by myself, in complete, utter, and deafening silence. I can feel it, Marcus.
Marcus nods sympathetically.
They're there.
She cocks her gaze at him, smiling thinly.
They're there? That's all you got?
Well, I had more at the beginning of your speech, and then I forgot it by the end.
She grins.
Just so long. Oh, hey. Thank you.
An elderly woman sets down some dim sum dishes.
Can't believe this place is still in business. What are we even doing here? The food was always so terrible.
He makes a face.
Are you insane?
No.
I eat here twice a week. Here, just try this, okay?
He pushes some dumplings over. She dips one in sauce and takes a bite. She chews slowly, in surprise.
Hmm?
Marcus nods.
Oh.
Yeah?
Sasha frowns.
Why do I remember this place is so bad?
Because that's how you remember your entire childhood. You painted the whole thing with a shit brush, but it's not true.
She stares off, mouth full.
You're right. This is good.
She eyes a female server.
This place hasn't changed one bit either. Those women are still so rude and disappointed that neither of us speak Cantonese.
He raises a hand.
Hello, Lei Ho Ma, Siu Zhe.
Hello.
All the servers smile and wave back. He grins.
I learn. Better service.
A server sets down a dish.
Oh, also sometimes free shumai. Guai Sai.
The server smiles. Sasha reaches for a dumpling, but the server steps back, moving the dish to Marcus. She grins and walks away. Marcus takes a dumpling as Sasha stares. She reaches again, but he pulls them away. They step out onto the busy sidewalk. Sasha eyes the parked cars as they pass.
Wow. Every single car has a handicap pass. Chinese people are hella gangster. Look at that! Coming out of their cars all able-bodied.
A young man steps from an SUV. She sees a Hello Peril flyer.
Hey! Hey, you guys are famous!
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're crushing it in this neighborhood.
Or like this block. Like this half of this block. We're big time.
She eyes him.
You make fun of it, but your band could really be something.
Nah.
He steps away, grimacing.
What do you mean, eh? You used to talk about going on a world tour.
No, I can't. My dad needs me here. I'm his caregiver.
His caregiver? Harry seems like he can give care to himself.
Yeah, but he's getting older every day, so.
But don't you want more, even just creatively?
Well, creatively, I am writing a new song called Tennis Ball, and I think it's really gonna connect.
So you never want to step outside of this community, like ever?
No.
Like ever, ever?
Sasha, I don't. Okay, San Francisco's my home. These people are my family. I'm good.
All right. No, that's cool.
She smiles. They cross the street.
So, what are you going to do about Brandon?
I guess I have to start dating again. Ugh, is there anything worse?
I don't know. There are all those apps now. I saw one where a guy can't even message a girl until he sends her a gift card.
Sasha grins.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, I was thinking I'd give dating the old college try. But if it doesn't work out,
She glances at him.
Maybe I just have a baby on my own.
His brow furrows.
Really? You think you're at a place to have a kid on your own?
Why not? So it'd only have one parent? So what? And everyone has two parents. I had no parents.
Sasha, you had parents.
I had me.
She stops and he turns to her.
All right, don't get mad. Do whatever you want.
I don't need your go-ahead, Marcus, but thank you.
He eyes her sheepishly.
Hey, I have a big day tomorrow. I'm catering a rap party, so I better get going.
Oh, yeah, I got stuff, too. You know, important vent and duck stuff, so.
He nods.
All right, well, my car's right there, so.
Oh, yeah.
He
lunges forward to hug her.
That one.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Right. See ya.
They grin awkwardly as they pull back. She steps to her shiny red sports sedan, smiling as she gets in. Marcus turns away with a confused look. Later that night, a graffitied wall outside reads, Mission. Inside a busy club, Marcus sits alone at a table wearing a beanie. He looks around at the youthful crowd seated in groups at other tables. Smiling, he takes his phone from his jacket and texts Sasha. He writes, at a poetry thing, wish they had stuff like this when we were kids. What are you up to? Jenny steps on stage, dreads in partial twin buns. Marcus looks up and puts his phone away, smiling and clapping.
Welcome.
Subtitles, welcome.
Takaba Community Center Slam Poetry Night! Yeah!
Meanwhile, flags wave outside the historic Fairmont Hotel.
Sasha, this is amazing.
Thank you.
Inside, Sasha, hair in a bun, nods and smiles as well-dressed guests stand and sit at tables drinking and snacking. She picks up her phone from the bar, turning it on. She texts Marcus, writing, "At the wrap party, what you up to?" Her thumb hovers over the send button. She looks away for a moment, then deletes the message without sending.
I hear you're responsible for all this.
She turns.
Yes, I am. Oh my God.
In a spa, Marcus and his father get massaged.
And then after the show, Jenny gave every kid a hand-painted ceramic swan. That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Marcus eyes his dad, who faces away.
Why are you grunting?
Because I've always had my doubts about Jenny.
Marcus lifts his head.
What? No, you haven't.
I have. I just didn't want to meddle.
But now you do.
Yeah.
Why?
His father turns to him.
You know why.
Oh, my God. You got, like, a lot of dead skin on your face.
Mr. Kim brushes himself.
Just say whatever it is you want to say.
Because of Sasha. You and Sasha are great together. You always have been.
Sasha thinks she knows everything about everything. Plus, she's a celebrity now, and all celebrities are insane. I once saw Glenn Close order a pineapple sandwich. Jenny is a kind and compassionate person, and she cares about the community.
And Sasha is Sasha. There's no one else like her, and you know it.
He eyes Marcus, who frowns.
You do know it, don't you?
Marcus drops his head on the towel.
That's what I thought. You don't want to wonder what if.
His father smiles.
Tell her how you feel, son.
He looks away as Marcus stares off.
It's a blur now, it's a blur. All these feelings, I never said a word.
Later, Marcus wanders through a busy outdoor market.
Best of friends when it's getting obscured. It's a blur now, it's a blur.
He looks around, searching.
It's a blur. Shake the earth.
Spotting Sasha at a vegetable stand, he approaches.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
She smiles, stepping over to hug him.
Hey, great. Thanks for meeting me.
Oh, I'm so glad you texted me.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I have some news.
So do I.
Mine's big.
Mine's big, too. Okay, look,
He frowns.
So I was talking to my dad, and...
Okay, I want to go first. I met someone.
Marcus's face falls. Sasha beams. He shakes his head.
When?
At that wrap party I catered. Marcus, he's... amazing. I can't believe a guy like this is actually into me. And I don't normally broadcast this kind of thing, but we had the most insane, freaky ass sex. My toes are curled up right now just thinking about it. And look, look! I have a hickey, like a teenager.
Wow. It looks like it hurt.
He winces.
Like a lot.
Oh my God. And this guy, Marcus, he has like the best qualities of Brandon, but...
Her brow furrows.
Even better?
Better than Brandon. Wow, that's so great.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's your news? Something about your dad?
It's not like news, but I just wanted to see if, you know, you wanted to have dinner with Jenny and me. That's it.
That's your big news? Really. Well, how about a double date?
He raises his eyebrows.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can meet him.
Amazing.
Your mind's going to be blown.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that looks like he might need to see a doctor or something.
He eyes her hickey. At night, a view tilts down to reveal a shiny square-shaped restaurant facade with the word Maximal projected onto it. Inside a blue-white chrome dining hall, Marcus sits with Jenny and Sasha. He wears a blazer and a tux shirt. He eyes the hipster crowd.
I thought this was a high-end restaurant. Why am I the only one wearing a tux?
Oh, sorry. I should have told you. Rich people are done with fancy clothes. Now it's all $1,000 t-shirts that look like they were stolen off the homeless.
Sasha looks at Jenny, who wears a burgundy velour blouse.
Jenny's dressed perfect.
Jenny glances away, smiling.
So where is your man?
Sasha grins past her.
Oh, there he is.
Marcus and Jenny look over as Keanu Reeves strides toward them in slow-mo, unshaven, long-haired, and wearing horn rims and a scarf and blazer. Jenny's eyes go wide and her mouth opens slowly.
Oh, my God!
Marcus's mouth moves.
The guy is Keanu Reeves.
Sasha blows a kiss.
Hey, boom.
Keanu blows one back in slow-mo, then turns and shakes the hand of a hipster in giant suspenders and a baggy open-neck shirt. The hipster grins and mouths, a sub. Jenny gapes as Marcus stares. Sasha snaps a photo of them with her phone.
I wanted to surprise you. I took a photo of your faces. Look, you guys look so shocked. You only capture that shit once.
Keanu strides over, holding up his hands, passing Jenny as she rises in awe.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
He kisses Sasha deeply. Marcus stands, trying to smile.
I've missed you.
I missed you too.
I've missed you so much.
I missed your mouth.
I missed your heart.
Oh God, I missed your beard.
I missed your light.
Oh.
These are my friends. This is Marcus, and this is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
He offers a hand. Jenny hugs him.
Oh.
Wow.
Keanu motions to Marcus.
Now I know what it feels like to be completely starstruck.
Jenny stares up at him.
The only stars that matter.
He grabs her arm, staring.
Are the ones you look at when you dream.
Jenny steps back, overcome. Tears stream down her cheeks. He offers a hand to Marcus.
A pleasure to meet you, Marcus.
Likewise, Keanu. I love your outfit.
Keanu looks down.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Tom Ford made it custom for me.
I didn't know you wore glasses.
Oh, I don't. My eyes are perfect. This is for a part.
He takes them off.
They don't even have lenses in them. See?
Marcus pokes a finger.
Oh.
I love the suit. Classic.
Thank you, thank you. It's my old tux from prom.
That's great. I dropped out of high school. Went to work. Followed my dream.
He stares at Marcus seriously. Jenny gapes, clutching her heart.
Shall we?
Keanu grins, pulling out Sasha's chair. Marcus seats Jenny.
You are stunning.
Oh my God.
You look good.
What?
Marcus leans into Jenny.
You look good.
He kisses her dreads awkwardly.
Let's feast.
Keanu and Marcus take their seats.
Hey, Charles.
Good to see you again, Mr. Reeves.
You too.
The server smiles. Hey. He wears a denim onesie.
May I ask, do you have any dishes that play with time? The concept of time.
Sasha eyes Marcus.
Yes. We have a meat course of venison sous vide. Comes with headphones so you can hear the sound of the exact animal you are about to consume, illustrating nature's life-to-death cycle.
Keanu lifts his hands. Jenny grins at him.
And of course, everything you see on the table tonight is edible.
Yes!
Keanu and Sasha pull sticks from the bouquet.
Wait, so is this?
No, not the napkin, sir.
Don't eat the napkin, Marcus.
Later, servers set down dishes containing what looks like weeds.
Microgreens and lettuces encapsulated and served with dehydrated seaweed and dried fish flakes.
Marcus frowns.
Sorry, fish food?
Fish flakes.
Right, which is fish food.
We lightly scale the body of the fish as it swims, collecting the particles it sheds into the ocean.
Oh, got it. So it's fish dandruff.
A glass orb with a straw arrives.
Clear asparagus soup, extracted with a centrifuge. The all-black monochrome course.
Marcus looks up, cocking an eyebrow.
The flavor of Caesar salad.
Marcus stares down at the glass bowl with a few random bits of vegetable in it. The others dip their fingers in gleefully. Later, Keanu slowly savors a bite of meat as he wears headphones. Marcus, in headphones, furrows his brow, eyeing Jenny. She stares ahead as if in a trance. Marcus looks over at Sasha, who eats briskly. He eyes Keanu, who picks up his wine glass as he finishes chewing. Keanu grimaces as he sobs and sips his wine. He sets down his glass, looking upward.
I'm sorry.
He stares at his plate soberly, then resumes eating nonchalantly. Marcus makes a face.
And to finish, crystallized lavender sugar bubbles, prepared by Wallace.
A bearded server dunks a metal wand into a steel pot. He blows a long bubble across the table with a hairdryer.
Tastes like a cloud.
So, Henry.
It's Marcus.
So, Marcus, I hear you're in a band.
Oh, they are so awesome. It could be really huge if they wanted to be.
Have I heard of you guys on the festival circuit?
No, we're just a block band.
See, that right there is what it's all about.
He gestures intensely.
Laboring in obscurity, starving and struggling. The man who embraces his mediocre nothingness shines greater.
Sasha glances at Marcus.
Than any.
Keanu raises his glass. Sasha does the same, eyeing Marcus.
Thank you, Keanu.
Marcus grimaces.
To Marcus.
To Marcus.
To Marcus. Yeah, Keanu's wise words.
Marcus drinks, staring off sourly.
Will you excuse me? After a meal, I like to stretch my legs. Visit with your friends.
Okay.
I'm going to get some air.
I love air.
Keanu rises.
Let's get some air.
Jenny takes his arm and they leave. Sasha turns to Marcus.
Hey, don't be weird about that nothingness thing. It was a compliment. That's just how he phrases things.
He nods.
Mm-hmm.
So, what'd you think about him otherwise?
Well, you know, I think he could dial down the theatrics by like 10,000.
Her brow crinkles.
Well, he's an actor.
He's a douche.
Marcus.
What? You asked me what I thought.
Yeah, well, I really like him. He
He's really good.
Well, he calls out, we continue our evening elsewhere, take the party back to my hotel for a nightcap.
Yes, that would be so much fun.
What about the bill?
I took care of it.
Sasha and Marcus rise.
Saying I had to get some air was just a charade.
Oh, you didn't even give me a chance to fight you for it.
$6,400. Less than a residual paycheck for my hit movie, Speed. But a little out of your ballpark.
Marcus is stunned. Keanu moves in, putting a hand to his cheek.
But it's okay.
He gazes at Marcus intensely.
Thank you.
He steps back to Sasha.
I'm going to get the chariot.
Okay. I'll get her back.
Jenny beams, running after Keanu. Sasha steps over to Marcus.
Look, okay. I can see how you would misconstrue that cupping of the face thing, but I know him, and it was an honest show of affection.
Yeah, he's great. Everything about him, great.
Marcus nods, stepping away.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means what it means.
She follows.
If you're implying something negative about Keanu, have you taken a look at Jenny?
Jenny's a good person. Jenny helps children.
Keanu helps children too, probably. He's helped a lot of people. He was the greatest North American box office draw of the 90s and early 2000s.
Damn wrong.
You are wrong. You're wrong about a lot of things in life.
Well, I'm not wrong about the fact that I'm hungry as hell after a $6,400 dinner. Hey! Can I get a monochrome burrito to go?
The guests stare. Marcus storms out. Sasha raises her hand, smiling.
Just kidding. Kidding. Very full. Glad I wore my Spanx. See?
She pulls her skirt up to reveal her Spanx, then turns and leaves. Outside the Fairmont Hotel, a view tilts up toward a penthouse suite. Elevator doors open to reveal Jenny and a scowling Marcus. They step out.
Oh, my God.
Jenny gawks at a floral arrangement.
Are you serious?
Hello?
Jenny beckons Marcus and they step into a lavish living room featuring leather upholstery and a grand piano.
Over here!
Hi!
Sasha waves from an ornate tiled balcony.
Whoa.
Jenny and Marcus join her.
This place is lit!
Welcome.
Come on in.
Keanu offers wine.
Wow.
You guys want to play a game or something? We could call the front desk and see if they have Cranium.
You know, the stunt coordinator for John Wick taught me this game he invented. It's called...
He pours.
Vice Breaker. It's like Truth or Dare, but...
He picks up his glass.
A little more...
Jenny and Marcus sit.
Apocalyptic.
Mmm.
Sure you don't want to play charades?
I heard that. Cheers.
Cheers.
They sit across from each other.
Cheers, baby.
Keanu kisses Sasha. Marcus copies.
Ow. Oh.
Marcus.
Sorry.
He bumps her eye.
My turn.
They sit in the living room. Jenny draws paper from a bowl.
Ooh, this is a good one.
She reads.
Who was your childhood crush?
Mine.
Keanu grins.
It was Mother Teresa.
Oh, come on.
Martin Luther King Jr.
What?
Yes.
Sasha makes a face. Keanu raises a glass to Jenny.
My childhood crush was...
She moves Keanu's leg.
Marcus Kim.
What?
Jenny downs her wine. Keanu points.
Him?
When? For those 2 hours, the car and Burger King?
No.
Marcus grins.
The entire time. 18 years, I had a crush on you.
No, you didn't.
She nods.
Yes, I did.
The whole time.
Yeah. Thank you for noticing.
Even when you told me I make weird facial expressions when I dance?
That was a neg. I was negging you. It was supposed to make you like me.
Marcus looks confused.
Why didn't you just say it straight out?
Because, Marcus, I don't know. I was young and dumb and scared that you didn't like me
back. You should have said it. We would have...
Sasha eyes him.
I mean, I always thought maybe, but I mean...
Vice Breaker is best played at a pace.
He stares upward.
And you two...
He eyes them.
...are slowing it down.
Oh, don't worry. That was a long time ago, and it's been 16 eye-opening years since. Right? Anyway,
Marcus frowns.
Who's next?
He's next.
Keanu rises.
More wine.
Yes, please.
Marcus eyes Sasha.
I love this game.
Later, Sasha holds Keanu's hand.
I feel so close to you guys.
Marcus stares off in lipstick.
This game is so deep.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
It's your turn, Keanu.
Jenny beams in a tank top. Marcus smiles wryly. Keanu covers his eyes, reaching into the bowl. Disheveled, Marcus shakes his head. Keanu reads.
Who is the most disturbing person you've ever masturbated to?
Ooh. He eyes Sasha.
Gene Wilder.
Mao Zedong.
Marcus's gaze darts to Jenny. She nods. Paw print tattoos adorn her chest just above the tank top. He grins.
Princess Jasmine with her midriff top.
A cartoon? Wow. That's disgusting.
And Gene Wilder isn't?
Hey.
Gene Wilder's a cinematic treasure.
Hey, what about Mao Zedong? Have you seen a picture of him?
Of course I have.
I'm very familiar with Chinese dignitaries, Marcus. Xi Jinping.
Jenny Gox.
Li Keqiang.
Okay. You know everything. Hey. Fine. I get it.
Okay, guys, this is just a game, right?
Marcus shakes his head.
All right.
Sasha takes a paper from the bowl. Keanu wipes his mouth.
If you had to choose one person in this room to die...
Keanu points aggressively.
Who would it be?
Marcus.
Well, all right.
Men should be able to face their death head on.
That's fine. I'd kill you too, Keanu. I'd kill you just for fun, even if I didn't have to.
Okay, why don't we play Cranium, right, Jenny? Cranium.
I'd kill Marcus.
What?
I'm sorry. But Keanu and Sasha's cultural footprints are way bigger than yours, babe. I just couldn't do that to the world.
Marcus stares at Jenny.
All right, that's great. You know what? I don't want to play this game anymore.
Why, Marcus? What is it about this game?
Keanu scooches over the rug to Marcus.
That frightens you.
I'm not frightened, Keanu. You know what? Fine. I dare you to smash that vase on your head.
What?
He points behind him.
This vase?
Yeah.
No problem.
Keanu hurls a pillow and grabs the glass vase.
Whoa.
He breaks it over his head, looking up bleeding.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, you're bleeding.
You see how easy that was, Marcus? You see how easy that was? I never cower in the face of danger.
Marcus is shocked.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
Sasha glares.
I dare Marcus to strike me.
Strike you? What does that even mean?
Keanu rises shakily.
I'm feeling an energy from you. Like you want to fight me, man. So hit me.
No, we're done. Game over.
Come on.
No.
Hit me.
Fight him, honey.
Come
no.
On. Hit me.
God damn it.
No. Marcus clocks him.
Yeah.
Keanu beams.
Feeling better? Want another go? Henry?
Marcus's face contorts. Yeah. He charges Keanu, getting caught on a chokehold.
Stop!
Marcus flails. Sasha runs over.
Go to sleep.
Let go of him, Keanu! Stop!
Keanu releases him. Sasha helps Marcus. Jenny eyes Keanu in awe.
What the hell is your problem?
Keanu makes karate motions.
I don't have a problem, Sasha. What's your problem?
We are out of here. You're a dick.
Keanu's shoulders sink.
Well, this has been an unfortunate turn of events.
He gazes at her.
At least let me get you an Uber.
Marcus nods.
Yeah.
Keanu steps away. Marcus grabs his jacket.
I'm staying.
What?
I'm not gonna miss my chance to talk to Keanu about the community center. You can't change the world without influential people.
So you need to know famous people in order to make a difference?
It helps. Look at everything that Leonardo DiCaprio has done for climate change.
What has he done for climate change?
He's working on it.
Marcus stares at Jenny. Sasha waits by the door. He turns away angrily, leaving with Sasha. Jenny smiles, heading toward another room. Soon after, Sasha and Marcus sit in the back of an SUV. She stares angrily ahead.
Told you he was a douche.
Oh, shut up, Marcus. You were just as much to blame for this.
Me? What did I do?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe saying you'd kill Keanu just for fun?
After he said he'd kill me first. I mean, what are you thinking? You need someone on your arm
just
that
badly? Just stop talking, please.
And this whole thing about having a kid by yourself if you don't meet someone in the next 5 minutes.
I told you that. Do not repeat that information to anyone.
Well, people are going to know if you do it.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll lie and say the dad died getting trampled at the women's march.
Yeah, that's a great idea,
Very
Sasha.
Noble.
Yeah. Lie to everyone just like you lie to yourself.
I don't lie to myself.
You can't sit still. You just go and go and go, and you fill your life up with these awards and deals and these idiot boyfriends who are obviously wrong for you, and you lie to yourself that any of it is ever going to make you feel even slightly less miserable.
Well, what about you? Stuck at home with your dad and that car? You have all this talent, and you waste it. You do shit with it, and you say it's because you don't need all that and you're happy, but really, it's because you're scared.
She sits back stoically. He stares at her.
Now you have nothing to say to me. What are you doing?
He lunges forward, kissing her. She pushes him back.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Marcus sits back, wearing a pained expression. Sasha eyes him. She leans forward, grabbing his undone bow tie. He looks at her in surprise. She puts a hand to his cheek. They kiss deeply. Sasha and Marcus roll around in the back seat, making out. A view up front reveals a bearded rideshare driver and an older male passenger holding a bag of groceries.
I'm just up here, on the left.
Back at her house, Sasha and Marcus bump up against the wall as they continue kissing passionately. The newly installed thermostat display lights up. She throws down her glasses and pulls off his tie.
I will give you everything.
They bump up against another wall, kissing fiercely as he pulls off his shirt. Backing into another wall, Marcus pulls off his tank top. Sasha wraps her legs around him as he hoists her up and carries her upstairs. Later, unclothed, they lie side by side in her bed, staring up at the ceiling, brows furrowed. Sasha smiles, suppressing a laugh. Marcus glances at her, grinning.
Oh my God. Whoa. I mean, you've gotten better. Oh, I've had some practice.
Oh, really? How much practice?
Hey, don't slut shame me.
She rolls onto her stomach, smiling at him. He holds her hand, gazing back at her.
I missed you.
Me too.
They hold each other's gaze tenderly. He shifts closer.
I punched Keanu Reeves.
In the face.
Also, can we talk about the fact that he called us an Uber pool?
I think that was a mistake.
No, he definitely got us the worst option on purpose.
They grin at each other. Marcus leans in and kisses her softly, putting a hand to her face. She wraps her arm around him. Another night at a club, Marcus and Hello Peril are on stage. Marcus mimes surfing tennis balls at the crowd. He dances in place and grins at Sasha in the audience, pointing at her with the mic. She smiles and points back. He steps over to the keyboard.
I started at the bottom, now I'm still at the bottom. Never rise, I fall, every season is autumn. Yanked from the precipice like the statue of Sodom. Made an exodus to collect
L's. That's my boyfriend!
Sasha grins at a nearby woman.
Volvo. My neighbor's in the trunk, he's a half Korean hobo. I'm famished, the other day I ate a rat sandwich. I don't
you wanna hit that?
Tennis ball.
Bounce back.
Sasha dances and sings along.
Bounce back like a soccer ball, or really any kind of ball except a football.
Another day, Sasha and Marcus stand outside Golden Gate Park. Marcus leans in, pressing one of the Sphinx statue's nipples.
Got the Gucci monogram on my contract.
Back on stage, the band is grooving.
In other words, I'm rich and I'm living in a mansion, hanging with Ted Sarandos and
Sasha dances in the crowd, splashing her bra at Marcus.
Bounce back like a basketball.
He grins and she covers her mouth laughing. Another day, Sasha and Marcus stroll through the park. They stop, pissing in front of a fountain before continuing on. At night, Marcus watches as Sasha prepares a meal in her kitchen.
Wow, she actually said that to you?
Sasha nods.
I can't believe it. She always seems so sweet in her movies.
Just because somebody plays a singing teapot in a Disney movie doesn't mean they're always nice, Marcus.
She cuts scallions with scissors.
It's nice to see you like this again.
Like what?
Yourself.
Well, he grins.
Thanks for reminding me how it feels.
How what feels?
Home.
She gazes at him, smiling.
I love that you're back home.
He steps around the counter, kissing her. In a ward, Veronica hands Sasha a baby. Marcus and a wavy-haired woman smile.
Veronica, Denise, she's so beautiful.
Thank you. Isn't she amazing? Can't stop staring at her.
I mean, no pressure, but I feel like I'm a total natural godmother, like the way I'm cradling her.
You're great. You just can't cradle her from New York.
Bitch, I will be her fairy godmother, okay? I will flip back and forth to wherever she is like a fairy.
Okay, the fact that you said bitch while you hold my baby means that you are not ready.
So you're still planning to go to New York?
Yeah, I have to be on site to get the restaurant up and running.
He frowns.
Oh, I just don't know. I thought you'd stay here for a while.
Sasha looks at him.
Well, I was actually hoping you'd come with me. It'd be so fun to be there with you. I'm sure they have dive bars in New York where you can play for free. Right? Yes. Godmother Sasha. I'm gonna godmother the shit out of you.
That's another strike.
Marcus looks on, subdued. At night, a view tilts down from inside the ornate dome of the Palace of Fine Arts. Well-dressed guests walk a red carpet beneath the majestic stone archways. Sasha, in a gold dress, holds Marcus's arm as they walk. He wears a t-shirt and jeans.
I thought you said fancy was out. These dudes are all wearing tuxedos.
No, fine. We'll just assume you're a K-pop star.
A bearded usher stops them.
Coach required, sir.
Soon after, Marcus is at a coat check. He eyes himself in a mirror in an extremely oversized schlubby jacket.
You don't have anything less roomy?
This is all we have, sir.
Well, what about those?
Marcus points.
No,
Those aren't available.
They're not available?
No, they belong to people.
Right, and this one doesn't belong to people because nobody is this big, right?
The gentleman died, sir.
The person who owned this died?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, Andre the Giant. Is it Andre the... It was Andre
the Giant. He was a larger gentleman.
Marcus turns away from the attendant. Sasha grins as he walks downstairs.
You look like 1980s Ellen when she did stand-up.
She takes his arm.
Shut up, I am doing this for you.
Hey, you're pulling it off, it's okay.
They step into a red carpeted hall.
Good evening.
Lamb carpaccio with a Caesar ice cream?
Absolutely not, thank you.
Another server steps up.
Quail egg parfait?
Rather shoot myself in the face, thanks.
Sasha gives Marcus a look.
What, I said thank you.
They step by photographers.
Sorry, I have to do this red carpet thing real quick, okay?
Okay.
They stop at the beginning of the red carpet.
Can you hold my purse?
Oh, yeah, sure.
She grins, handing him her bag. He waits as she steps onto the carpet. Sasha beams as the cameras flash. Marcus nods politely as guests walk by.
Sasha, tell us about your new San Francisco restaurant, Saintly Fair.
Oh, all I can say is it's going to be something different, innovative.
Love it. How are you handling the breakup with Brandon Choi?
I wish Brandon nothing but the best. It was just time for us to go in different directions.
She eyes the reporters.
But I'm here tonight with my new boyfriend, Marcus Kim.
Cameras turn to him. He gives a thumbs up.
Is he a chef too?
No. He's in heat and air. He's just a regular guy.
The cameras swing back to Sasha. Marcus makes a tight-lipped smile. Another day, pedestrians walk by the facade of Saintly Fair. Inside, servers set tables in the elegant dining hall and by the bar. At home, Sasha dresses out of vanity.
God, I can't believe we're opening Saintly Fair tonight. Ooh, I'm nervous. If you thought the last event was crazy, wait until you see what it's like opening night of a restaurant.
I'm just glad this is the last thing for a while.
Well, not really. Remember, I'm off to New York next week.
She steps by as he shaves.
You're still coming, right?
Oh, well, I'm not sure I can. I got my dad and that Southie's audition.
So come after the audition.
Oh, maybe. We'll see. So when are you planning on coming back?
She applies some hand cream.
I wasn't.
He looks over at her.
I'm moving on to the next thing, you know?
He looks away, frowning.
Oh, right. Right. It's because you're a celebrity chef.
Who came up with that term anyway? It's so pretentious.
Great, well, wasn't me, okay?
She steps into the bedroom. He follows, changing.
You know what other term I hate? Elevated Asian cuisine. Asian food isn't supposed to be elevated. It's supposed to be authentic. That's what you used to make with my mom. I don't know why you're doing this kind of stuff now.
So now you're saying my food isn't authentic.
It's not authentic. Asian food shouldn't be served in a shot glass. It should be served in a big-ass bowl. You're just catering to rich white people.
Well, if you think I'm such a sellout, then why are you dating me?
If you think I'm just a regular guy, then why are you dating me? Oh, I know. It's because you need someone to carry your purse.
I called you a regular guy as a compliment. Like you aren't caught up in all the bullshit.
The way you are?
Oh, right. Instead, you smoke weed every night because that's so much more noble.
God forbid someone relax in Sasha Tran's presence.
Don't shame me for going after things, Marcus. You're so scared to do anything new.
I'm not scared, okay? I just don't want to be some dude on your arm so you don't have to show up to places alone.
Why not? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with you supporting me?
He looks away.
No one would question it if it was the other way around.
You don't support me. You hate the band. You hate Raga.
I don't hate the band. I think the band is great. Too great to be stuck playing in that shithole.
Well, I love that shithole. Sorry if it isn't elevated enough for you.
She stares at him.
You know what, Marcus? Don't come tonight.
She shakes her head and storms out, grabbing her purse and heels. She walks down the driveway to her car.
Sasha!
Marcus steps out on the balcony. Sasha turns around, looking up at him.
Sasha, look, I didn't
mean to... I love you, Marcus.
His eyes widen.
I've loved you since we were kids.
She stares at him emotionally.
And I don't need you to live my life, but I need you to understand that this is my life. I want to be with you. I want to come home to you, even when you're being an asshole.
She eyes him sadly.
After the opening, I'm going to go to New York. And if you don't want to come with me, then just say it.
Marcus swallows, brow furrowed. Sasha gazes up at him.
I don't want to go to New York with you.
She presses her lips together, stepping to the car.
You are such a fucking coward.
Marcus looks away, uncertain. The limo driver gets in and the car pulls away. Marcus stares after them.
Walk out, shuts out, when it's dark out. Illuminate.
In the back seat, Sasha's brow crinkles as she fights back the tears.
When it's dark out, illuminate. When you feel like it's too dark for you.
She wipes away her tears, staring out the window.
Don't forget about your
heart. In his bed, Marcus lies on his side, staring off. Cars stream across the Golden Gate Bridge at night. Another day, Sasha stands by the house with Veronica as the chauffeur puts her bags in the trunk.
Make sure to leave some seats at the bar open for walk-ins, and tell Andre not to order dried shiitakes, only fresh.
Okay.
They step to the car.
You sure you're gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sasha stops at the door.
Came here to open the restaurant, and that's what I did. On to the next.
Okay, I know this is gonna make you mad, but I'm just gonna say it.
Veronica eyes her.
Don't give up on this. I don't wanna see you live a life of regret and think, maybe if I tried harder.
What am I supposed to do?
Just talk to Marcus
and just. I'm done talking to Marcus. I'll call you from New York.
She hugs Veronica.
I love you.
I love you too.
Veronica steps back sadly as Sasha gets into the car. The chauffeur shuts her door and gets in the front. The car rolls away. Later, dusk settles over the sloping neighborhood street. Marcus comes home.
Hey, Dad, I got us some Panera Bread.
His dad and Kathy are making out.
Dad? Marcus. Donna Summer?
Diana Ross?
Kathy.
Dad!
Marcus.
Mr. Kim and Kathy sit up on the sofa.
Now that we've all met, who wants some dinner?
Mr. Kim rises, smiling. Later, Mr. Kim cooks.
How long has this been going on?
For a while now.
Marcus watches.
We hit it off at the party. And you know how much I love Diana Ross.
How come you never told me?
His dad dips a ladle into a pot of stew.
I didn't know how you'd react.
Marcus looks away, frowning.
Did Sasha leave for New York?
Yeah, she did.
Mr. Kim looks up.
Why didn't you go with her? Well,
because I have responsibilities here, you know? I got the business, the band, you. I'm your caregiver.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't need a caregiver.
Yes, you do,
you
Dad.
You think I can't stick a needle in my own ass?
Well, why have I been
You're
doing it all
You're using me as an excuse not to live your life.
You need me, okay? You lost Mom.
His dad turns back to the stove.
I can't leave you two.
Mr. Kim looks up, then gazes over at him.
We both lost your mom. And as hard as it was her time to go.
Marcus swallows, staring off.
You know, I thought if I gave you space, someday you'd be able to let go and move on.
His dad glances away, shaking his head.
He just sat there and let the world pass you by. Kills me seeing you like this, because I know it would have broken your mother's heart.
Marcus shakes his head helplessly.
Hey, at some point.
His dad smiles.
You're gonna have to take a chance on something, son.
Marcus stares off somberly. Mr. Kim picks up a serving dish.
And please, don't be a downer in front of Kathy.
His dad steps away. Marcus looks after him. Alone at a bar, hoodie up, Marcus nurses a beer and a shot. The band walks in.
Oh, there they are. Hey, buttholes. I got here early for a little pregame.
What's going on?
Break up.
The bartender eyes them.
You and Sasha broke up?
What? When did that happen?
Hey, check it out. It is audition night at Southeast. No one knows us on this side of town, and I am okay with that. Let's do this!
Yeah. On stage, Marcus fumbles, drunk. Two club promoters watch.
Bounce back like a tennis ball.
Bounce back
like a racquetball. Time out. I just need to take care of this.
The band watches as Marcus drops his pants, urinating onto an amp.
Hey. Question, where's the men's room?
You're the most selfish person I've ever met.
The band faces Marcus.
You know, you don't care about the band. You don't care about us. Marcus, I lost 50 pounds, and you don't even care enough to notice. Yeah, I wear a medium now.
The tricky part's keeping it off.
I am aware of that, Ginger.
I don't need her, guys.
He looks up.
Just tell me that. I'm better off without her, and I don't need her.
They look away.
I hate her lifestyle, and she hates mine.
He rises.
Come on, Tony. Just tell me that me and Sasha were a match made in hell, and this is all for the best.
I don't know what to say to you, Marcus.
I'm literally telling you exactly what to say, word for word.
Tony shakes his head, hurt.
You messed up, man.
He walks away, the rest of the band following. Marcus slumps back into a chair at the bar. He bows his head, face in his hands. Another day, Marcus squints as he opens the curtains to his room. He looks back at his mess of a room, clothes and debris strewn across the floor. He sets down a box, beginning to clean. A view tilts up to reveal Sasha unpacking a box labeled office in her New York apartment.
Hi, leave me a message.
I am so sorry. I messed up. I know this is too little too late, and you probably never want to talk to me again, but
I don't know. I'm gonna keep trying.
He fills a trash bag.
I can't let another 16 years go by without talking to you.
Sasha makes notes. The band plays.
Hey, it's, me again. So, Southeast gave us another chance, and we killed it. Oh, and, I don't know if you got the link I texted you, but I took over merch from Quasar and set up an online store. And, our sales have gone through the roof, which is, like, totally crazy. Okay, I know you're probably sick of hearing from me, but I just wanted to let you know that I moved out. Got my own place. It's small, but at least it's shitty. And I'm actually gonna be near your restaurant tomorrow, so I figured I'd stop by and see if maybe you're in San Francisco.
He carries boxes.
I just really want to talk to you, so. Okay, bye.
The Statue of Liberty stands high above the Hudson River. In her high-rise apartment, Sasha looks up from her laptop. She steps barefoot to the door in a slip. Her parents smile back.
Mom? Dad?
Surprise!
We came to visit you.
In New York?
Yeah. We have free airline vouchers, and we found your address on the Google.
Only two Sasha Tran in this area, but the other one is a baby.
Sasha shuts the door, wincing.
Sasha. Goodness.
Hey, your apartment is beautiful.
Seriously, you guys didn't have to fly all the way out here.
We heard Food and Wine magazine is giving you a big award, and we wanted to come support you.
Wow, that's a first.
Her parents' smiles fade.
Okay, we know you're mad at us because we weren't around much when
much. You were... You used to leave me home alone for an entire day, Mom.
Her mom gestures.
We're trying our best to make up for it now.
Okay.
Sasha crinkles her brow skeptically. Her dad nods at her mother. Her mom reaches into her fanny pack and hands her a piece of paper.
What's this?
A receipt. We went to your new restaurant in San Francisco, and we didn't tell them we were your parents, and we paid everything in full price.
Sasha's brow furrows.
No way.
We have so many pictures we could have shown as proof we were a family, but we didn't bring them.
See? Daddy and I even ordered extra shrimp.
They smile and nod at her. Meanwhile, Marcus walks down the sidewalk towards Saintly Fair. He steps inside and looks around. The restaurant hall and bar are packed. A hostess stands behind Marcus as he smiles.
Sir?
Marcus turns.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Is Sasha Tran here by any chance?
I'm afraid not.
How about Veronica? I'm an old friend.
She eyes him.
She's in the office upstairs.
Cool, thanks.
Marcus grins and steps away. The hostess picks up a phone.
Veronica, hi. There's a very middle-class man on his way up to see you.
Upstairs, Marcus walks down the hall. He notices an office marked Chef Owner Sasha Tran. The door is slightly ajar. He steps inside. He looks around the office in shock. May I have this day? Packages of Hello Peril band merch are piled everywhere. Tennis balls, hats, t-shirts, and CDs. Marcus picks up a tennis ball.
Hey.
Veronica steps up behind him. He turns to face her.
She's the reason our sales went up.
Veronica nods.
She's been ordering all this stuff online under a fake name, having it sent here.
Marcus's brow crinkles and he glances away.
What name?
D'Angelo.
They exchange a grin.
I thought she never wanted to talk to me again. Why would she do this?
Wow, you cute, but you dumb.
Veronica turns and walks away. Marcus stares off thoughtfully. A metallic sign on a gray wall reads, Tom Ford. Marcus pulls open glass doors, striding inside the clothing store. He nods assuredly. A tall, smiling salesman in a tailored suit steps up.
Hello, can I help you?
Check the attitude, bitch.
Okay.
I'm flying to New York in the morning, then my friend Keanu Reeves recommended you guys. Have you heard of Keanu Reeves? He's my friend. I punched him in the face. I'll take that one.
He points at a suit.
Excellent choice, sir. Champagne?
Oh, no, thank you. Of course, champagne. Pour that shit. All right, thank you.
Let me just get the tag for you.
The salesman pours as another measures Marcus's hem. The tag reads 12,500. He spits champagne.
Get it off me. Get it off me. Take it off. It's burning.
Another storefront reads suits and stuff, menswear clothing. Inside a sign reads clearance sale, 40 to 60% off.
Help you?
Marcus combs a rack.
Yeah. I'll take this suit for $219.32. It comes with a belt and two pairs of pants.
It's a very versatile ensemble. Yeah. It's great for court dates, entry-level job interviews, high school reunions, where, like, you don't want them to know how successful you are.
The bearded salesman nods knowingly. Bird's eye views show New York City at night, ablaze with lights and traffic. At the New York Public Library, a red carpet and a press barricade lead towards stone steps and flanking lion statues. Banners read, Food and Wine, Visionary of the Year. Well-dressed guests walk the carpet as cameras flash. Sasha smiles in a flowing white dress as she walks amid the other guests. She waves, stopping to face the press.
Sasha, who's your date tonight?
Well, I couldn't decide on just one, so I brought two.
She motions to her left.
Kwok and Sandy Tran, my parents.
Oh, we can get them in the photo with you. Mom, Dad, you're looking beautiful.
Smiling, her parents join her.
I have a question.
Marcus pushes through the press corps wearing a suit and tie.
Marcus?
Sasha steps forward in disbelief.
What are you doing here?
I came here to find you. The whole plane ride over here, I was trying to figure out how I could say this in some great way, but I couldn't, so I'm just gonna say it badly.
She stares at him, gaze softening.
I wanna be where you are.
He shakes his head.
I don't care where it is. I don't care what outfit I have to wear. I don't care if I have to eat a lot of tiny little things that I hate. I just wanna be with you. I wanna make you laugh. I want you to call me out when I'm not pushing myself hard enough. I wanna have a lot of sex with you. I probably should have left the sex part out. I'm worried that I cheapened it. Anyway, I want to have a family with you. I want to spend my life with you, even if it scares me, even if I'm as scared every day as I am right now. So my question is this.
She blinks tearily.
Sasha Tran, can I hold your purse for you?
Her brow furrows as she holds his gaze.
That was the bad version?
She beams and he grins.
It was good. You liked it?
I loved it.
Kiss already.
Her mother smiles. Marcus steps over the rope and walks to Sasha. They kiss as the cameras flash. Guests applaud from the library steps. Sasha's and Marcus's arms wrap around each other as they smile into one another's eyes.
Let's go get your award.
He takes her hand and they walk toward the stairs.
This is fancy.
Yeah, you
Where is that from?
Suits and stuff.
Oh my God.
Came with
that?
Two pairs of pants. I think they're paper. Paid for it myself.
What?
With the merch money.
Oh.
Oh, I cannot believe you did that.
And we are honored to present our Visionary of the Year award to Sasha Tran.
Inside, Sasha steps on stage, picking the award from the presenter. Her mother and Marcus clap and smile. Her father grins, holding up his phone, recording. Marcus rises, recording a video as well. Sasha beams. Later, Marcus and Sasha sit alone at a table.
What an amazing night.
They smile, holding hands.
You still hungry?
Starving. The main course was a rice noodle wrapped around a fig.
Well, lucky for you, I know a great new place.
Really?
Unlimited quail egg parfait.
Oh, great, yeah, great.
It's a buffet of parfait. We don't open for a week, but we're deep in prep mode.
Sasha sets down her purse and Marcus sets down her award as they walk into a cozy, dimly lit hall.
I love it. Looks so different from your other restaurant.
Come here, I want to show you something.
Apron chefs work at the bar and in the kitchen.
Hey, is it ready?
Yes, chef.
The chef at the bar smiles and leaves as Sasha steps up with Marcus. She stirs the pot of rich, steaming red stew.
It's just like my mom's.
Sasha picks up a menu and shows it to him. It reads, Judy's Way. Starters, kimchi jjun binde tuk. Marcus looks up at her.
It's all her recipes.
Sasha smiles.
This is what I want to do, Marcus.
She holds his gaze.
The kind of food that makes people feel at home. The way your mom always made me feel.
Marcus glances away emotionally.
You win. This beats my speech.
She looks at him softly.
It's gonna be hard to give you an unbiased Yelp review.
He smiles tearfully, hugging her. Sasha closes her eyes, resting her head against Marcus's. Another night, outside the restaurant, a sign reads Judy's Way. Men and women wait on the sidewalk talking as others dine inside. Inside, the hall is packed. Marcus and Sasha stand arms around each other by his father and Kathy at a table.
Oh, Sasha, thank you again for flying us out for this.
Well, I couldn't imagine doing it without you, Mr. Kim.
So, what do you think? Think she would have liked it?
Mr. Kim glances around, smiling.
She would have loved it.
Words appear, directed by Nanachka Khan. Veronica enters the restaurant carrying her baby. Sasha holds out her arms, bowing her head.
I accept.
Sorry?
Yes, I will be your baby's godmother.
Oh, we asked Denise's sister to be the godmother.
What?
Just kidding, girl, you know it's you. Stop. Hey, so postpartum is real.
Come on, this is the opening.
Words appear, produced by Nathan Kahane, Aaron Westerman, Randall Park, Ali Wong, executive producer Brendan Ferguson. Tony and Marcus sit at the bar.
Maybe next we can make Hello East Coast Feral happen.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, taking the Bay Area cross country.
Hey, you're looking good, by the way. What is that, a medium?
European slim cut, baby.
Uh-oh.
Best $600 I ever spent.
Marcus smiles, stepping away.
I'm so hungry all the time.
Words appear. Director of photography, Tim Sirstead, ASC. Production designer, Richard Toyen. Editor, Lee Haxel, ACE. Costumes designed by Lisa Evans. By the bar, Marcus steps over to Sasha, wrapping an arm around her. They smile, looking out at the diners.
Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You think everyone knows I punched Keanu Reeves?
Her brow furrows.
You should probably write a song about it, just to be sure.
They grin, stepping away together. Hanging on the wall is the painting of Marcus and his father with Judy smiling in the middle. Title, Always Be My Maybe.
Hello, hello, hello.
Words appear. Ali Wong.
Best believe I punched Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene you could see in speed.
Randall Park.
I hit John Wick and now I'm feeling
James
so
Sato.
Appealing. Basically, I'm a god. You
Michelle
could call
Buto.
Me Hercules.
Best
believe
Vivian
I
Vaughn.
Punched Keanu Reeves
Karan
and it was
Sonny,
better than
Charlene
any
Yee,
scene you
Susan Park
speed.
With Daniel Day Kim.
Real. I
and
Neo.
Keanu Reeves.
He could duck bullets, but he couldn't duck
Casting
me.
By Rich Delia.
I'm
Music by
so
Michael Andrews and Grey Boy. Music supervisors Trig Toven, Toko Nagata. Co-producers Michael Golamko, Brady Fujikawa.
Like
Credits roll.
Everything is half full. I'm an optimist. Haven't done ish yet. I feel accomplished. Best pugilist, blessed with the iron fist. Strong enough to survive the apocalypse. And any summit I could be on. Any point break I could surf with my gi on. Take any fighter, any class. I'ma put you on your ass. Then I'll pee on you peons for eons and eons and eons. And eons, etc. Not a tall fellow, but nobody can measure up. And if you wanna feel similar to this, all I had to do was cold cock an icon of cinema. Best believe I punched Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene you could see in speed. I hit John Wick and now I'm feeling so appealing. Basically, I'm a god, you could call me Hercules. What an excellent adventure. I wouldn't be surprised if Keanu's wearing dentures. I got a high five that can make a man die. I should be with the Justice League and the Avengers. Taking out contenders with glee. Carefree and as happy as can be, low key. Cause the only thing better than punching Keanu Reeves is the fact that his girl chose me. I bet you didn't think this was a love song, but the reason I'm at my pinnacle right now is I hit him in the eye, then I became her guy, and her love has me feeling invincible, no doubt. Get it? So I don't think I'll ever dead it. Plus he was a jerk, so I really don't regret it. I'll celebrate that day from now to forever, or at least till the end of the credits. 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 Best believe I punched Keanu Reeves, and it was better than any scene you could see in speed. I hit John Wick, and now I'm feeling so appealing. Basically, I'm a god. You could call me Hercules. Best believe I punch Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene you could see in speed. I'm telling you for real, I punched Neo. He could duck bullets, but he couldn't duck me. Yeah. Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene you could see in speed. Yeah. I'm telling you for real, I punched Neo. He could duck bullets, but he couldn't duck me.
Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.